Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Adam Trautman. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, what is up and welcome back to the epic Roster Watch radio program. The Trash Man and Cody Carpentier, we're here again mid-May talking, not Dynasty today, but technically a little bit of Dynasty. Third-year breakouts, the third time's a charm. These are some wide receivers that have not broken out yet in the NFL, and breakout terms are 1,000 yards or 200 fantasy points. Think wide receivers. We're going to talk about all those guys. Mostly it's going to be that 2023 NFL draft class because those are guys walking into their third NFL season. Trashman, how you doing?
Can't complain. Let's roll.
Can't complain. I love to hear it. So of 1,000-yard receiving seasons or 200-plus fantasy PPR point seasons from the 2023 NFL draft class, we have Puka Nacua with the Rams, Jordan Addison, Jaden Reed, and Rashee Rice with the Chiefs. All four broke out in 2023 as rookies. Last year, as sophomores, we had JSN with Seattle and Zay Flowers with Baltimore, who broke out in 2024. And so that leaves us with a massive pile of guys that have not broken out. But I know Trashman and I think we maybe don't love the same guys on this list, but we love some of these guys on this list. So we'll talk about them, but I did want to talk about some of the historical guys that have broken out in year three. You go all the way back to 2009. Michael Crabtree actually didn't break out to year four, so that's kind of another year in the bucket. Demaryius Thomas in 2010, class of 2010. Eric Decker, class of 2010. One of the most famous ones, Devontae Adams, class of 2014, took 3 years in Green Bay. Cooper Kupp and Chris Godwin, two receivers from the 2017 draft class, who, if you look back at the 2017 draft class, they are the two guys with the most receiving yards in the class among the wide receivers, and they broke out in year three, both of them. Juju Smith-Schuster, if you remember right, was the best receiver through the first two career seasons. After that, class of 2019, we had Hollywood Brown was a third-year breakout, Jerry Jeudy in 2020, Brandon Ayuk in the 2020 class, Juwan Jennings from that 2020 class broke out in year four, which was last year, Nico Collins, a Trashman and Cody favorite, and then Jameson Williams, class of 2022, broke out last year in his third season. So pretty big group there, pretty diverse group, I guess you'd say, from an athlete standpoint, some burners, some big prototypical X wide receivers, some guys that maybe aren't quite X's, they're more so guys that should be playing Z, but they're big body dudes. You think about Juwan Jennings, Nico Collins, and stuff like this. So slot guys, Devontae Adams has played in the slot, Chris Godwin, Cooper Kupp. So pretty much all over the mark. It's not a specific player type. So Trash Man, we got this group from 2023. Quentin Johnston with the Chargers, Josh Downs with the Colts, Marvin Mims with the Broncos, Michael Wilson with the Cardinals. There's like 25 dudes here. Does anyone pop off the screen as far as like this guy's sitting in 2025 in a situation where he's ready to break out? He's ready to go for 1,000 yards, or there's just so many targets, it's inevitable for him not to.
For me, it's probably Marvin Mims. You know, he's had multiple 100-plus yard games in his first two seasons, but he's never been able to put it together for an entire season. I feel like with Bo Nix, you know, having a second year under center there for Denver, I think he'll only get better. I think this offense is getting better. I think, you know, they bring in R.J. Harvey to help out the run game. I think it just helps to bolster the passing game, of which Marvin Mims could be a big contributor this season, as they really didn't, you know, add a lot of help in the wide receiver room. So Mims, who's shown glimpses of big playability in the NFL, like I said, multiple 100-plus yard games in his first two seasons. If he can, you know, if he can string together, you know, a handful of games like that this season, a couple times, that'd be a pretty good season out of Mims.
Interestingly enough, in college for Marvin Mims, his freshman year he had 610 yards, sophomore year 705, averaged 22 yards per reception that year. And then his third season, he technically broke out with 1,083 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns, averaging 20 per reception. And then you go to the NFL these last 3 years, like you said, he hasn't quite gotten there. He had 6 touchdowns this last year. But the interesting thing, that yards per reception dropped from 17 to 12.9. So if we could see that thing pop up a little bit, get back up to that 17, 18 area, Mims could be pretty lethal. I got a couple of names here that come to top of mind. I'm going to leave the layup one for the next round. I think you might take him. I'm going to go with Dontavian Wicks. And this is maybe a uncommon thought, especially now that they spent the draft capital on Matthew Golden. Dontavian Wicks had 39 receptions each of the last 2 years. He averaged 15 yards per reception in 2023, 10.6 per reception in 2024. He played 17 games last year, only started in 5. With Christian Watson not being ready for the start of the 2025 season, I'm kind of going with the premise of the trio in Green Bay being Wicks, Reed, and Golden. And Wicks has been in this offense long enough. I think Matthew Golden will pick everything up. He picked everything up right away, transferring to Texas this last year from Houston. But he's not a number one. I think we've seen number one abilities from Dontavian Wicks in college. When he was at Virginia, he had 1,400 yards that year, right? And then he dropped down, and we were like, man, if we can get that – I can't remember if it was 2020 or 2020. If we can get that season from Dontavian Wicks – we're going to be happy. We're going to see a breakout here. And this is a guy that had 581 yards in 2023, 415 this last year, 9 total touchdowns across the 2 seasons. Wicks, to me, is a guy, when you're looking at him at, you know, 6'1", 205, 210, whatever he's at, he's got the connection with Jordan Love. And if this offense has to take a step forward like we think it can, and everyone says Jaden Reed's the guy there, he's the guy, but he's the guy as much as Deebo Samuel's the guy in San Francisco, right? They need a Brandon Ayuk, and I'm not sure Matthew Golden's ready to be the Brandon Ayuk in 2025. So I'm going to go Dontavian Wicks in Green Bay crests that 1,000-yard marker, because somebody has to do it in Green Bay.
Somebody have to do it in Green Bay?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know that somebody has to do it in Green Bay. I feel like they function – pretty well as a team, kind of taxed together yardage, you know, kind of as an aggregate, you know, from the wide receiving core. But yeah, maybe somebody does really step up this season. Maybe it is Wicks. For me, it's Tillman.
That's the one I was going to wait for, because I knew you were going to pull it.
It's just I don't trust Jerry Jeudy as far as I can throw him. I probably can't throw him that far at all. You know, he's not a big football player, but you know, compared to most human beings, he's probably pretty sizable. Cedric Tillman, to me, I think represents the most upside in that Cleveland Browns wide receiving core. Maybe not in that passing game. I mean, I think David Njoku is probably the most solid bet for Cleveland pass catchers this season, but Tillman definitely has room to improve, room to step up, room to take over as far as wide receivers in Cleveland go. I mean, I don't know how good the targets are going to be coming out of, you know, whoever's arm is under center. I think we're assuming it's going to be Joe Flacco. I am, but you know, Kenny Pickett could somehow end up. I mean, I think they brought Kenny Pickett in to be the starter there. And he could end up being the starter there. And so I think it works better with Flacco for Tillman. I think if Flacco is under center, Tillman does project to be a better fantasy player. But we'll see what happens. In any case, I think he's the wide receiver on the Cleveland Browns, not pass catcher, that has the best chance of making a big leap this season.
So do we think that the best quarterback, I mean, that room has got five dudes in it now. Do we think the best quarterback for Tillman is Jameis because he's willing to push the football? Joe Flacco. Sorry. Is it Joe Flacco because he's willing to push the football, or is it Kenny Pickett because he's just going to go out there and run the offense? And I don't even know if he'll be, he feels like to me, like he's more of a Judy Njoku guy, or is it maybe a Shador who, you know, had a lot of weapons in Colorado and he might be out there just looking for the big body. Cause I remember like Will Shepard, I don't even think he was drafted this year from Colorado, but he was a guy that Shador seemed to always look for if those underneath crossing patterns weren't open with LeJonte and Travis Hunter and stuff. Like Tillman feels like I don't know which one of those quarterbacks you think would give us the best chance at this breakout with Tillman.
To me, it's definitely Flacco. I mean, Pickett, I don't see him taking those chances. I don't see him pushing the ball upfield like Flacco would. Shador, he could, but the thing is young quarterbacks, they tend to favor, you know, their safety valves, their tight end, their guys underneath, instead of going for the gains and you know, predominantly. So I think that Flacco he's got the most confidence, I think, of any of those guys, and he's the most willing to take shots downfield, and I think he'd be the most consistent as well.
Have you seen the pictures of Marvin Harrison Jr. that came out in the last day?
Of course not. I try to avoid most scuttlebutt involving Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, he did a press conference this week. I think it was on Monday, and this is what he looks like for those listening on the YouTube audience. The podcast audience, there's a picture on the screen right now of Marvin Harrison Jr. who looks like he gained about 20 pounds this offseason, all in the biceps. Massive.
Those are show muscles.
Those are he does kind of look like he's ready to go up and stand on stage. And
those are show muscles.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
But the reason I brought him up is because I'm going to go Michael Wilson. Michael Wilson, receiver in Arizona right now. What did Arizona add this offseason at wide receiver?
Bag of peanuts.
Zay Jones, Simi Fehoko, free agency from the Chargers. Tristan Jackson, who was a off and on roster guy for the Vikings. Quez Watkins, who I loved from Philly, but he's a back end of the roster guy. Really nothing. Right. And they have Marvin Harrison and they have Greg Dortch, and they started to like, it sounded like Xavier Weaver at the back end of the year, but Michael Wilson is the number two wide receiver in Arizona right now. And Michael Wilson, the last two seasons, 565 yards, 3 touchdowns, 548 yards, 4 touchdowns. If we're to assume that this offense is going to continue to build forward, which if you look at what Arizona over the last 2 years, how they've drafted, Monty Ossenfort's done a great job, their GM, they went 4-13 in 2023, 8-9 this last year. In the NFC West schedules, if you listen to the schedule release show last Wednesday that Alex and I did, it's like this is a situation where Arizona is going to have the upper hand. Arizona is going to be able to, I think, push 10, 9, 10, 11 wins. And if they're in that market, I don't think it's going to be off the legs of James Conner rushing for 1,400 yards or something. I think you're going to see Marv, McBride, Wilson, Dortch have good seasons, and more than one of them is going to have a great season. I think Michael Wilson could crest. I don't know if he can get to 1,000 yards, but if we're talking about 80 receptions, maybe 800 and like 8 touchdowns, that'll be a breakout. That's a 200 fantasy point season breakout for Michael Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see Wilson. He doesn't really strike me as the kind of player that breaks out. I think he might, you know, he might limp out. He might, you know, but I mean, not in like a, I don't mean that in like a bad way. I'm just mean like it, I don't see him like, I see him being a consistent member of that passing core. I don't see him really having a breakout necessarily. I don't think he's going to get that kind of action in that offense.
That's fair. Like, so if I said this to you, if I said he goes 80 receptions, 800 yards, 7 touchdowns, that gives him 204 fantasy points. Do you think 80, 807 is out of pocket for Michael Wilson, who combined the last two seasons is 85, 1107?
That seems... Well, I mean, that would be out of character for him. I would say that much. Well, out of character for that offense. I just don't think that the offense is predicated enough on the passing game, and I don't think Michael Wilson is a deep ball kind of player enough as well to really. If he did do that, that would be a breakout from Michael Wilson. Yeah. If he was able to pull that off in that offense. You know, if we're expecting a breakout from Marvin Harrison, we're expecting him to to take over the season, then I don't think that leaves enough room for Michael Wilson to put up those kind of numbers.
But. Well, that's a two-headed, that's a two-sided sword, right? You're like, well, we know Trey McBride's going to get his. It's like either Marv is going to take that step up and he's going to be a 13 to 1600 yard receiver, or Michael's going to have to get some receptions here.
Or Greg Dortch just keeps on
or chugging 24-year-old Greg Dortch is still eating.
For me, another guy who could have a step up this year, who just keeps ascending season by season, the two seasons he's been in, is Josh Downs of the Colts, coming off a 72 reception, 800 yards, 5 touchdowns. I mean, we're talking about, we're wanting Michael Wilson to get those kind of numbers that Josh Downs did, and we know how good Josh Downs is. I mean, it seems unlikely for Wilson for me, but I think Downs could improve those numbers this season. We get some more stable quarterback play in Indianapolis. I mean, Downs is third year. He gets, you know, consistent play, stays on the field, stays healthy. I think he could definitely get close to 1,000 yards and hover around, you know, 6-7 touchdowns in his third season. I mean, you know, it would only take him 200 more yards to get to that 1,000-yard mark. And I think that would chalk him up for having a breakout season.
All right, there's a couple of the names left on here. I'm out of names that I actually have belief in that can break out. So we listed five here: Marvin Mims, Dontavian Wicks, Cedric Tillman, Michael Wilson, Josh Downs. I'm going to talk through a couple of these other ones, but I want to first ask Trashman, do you have any others that you actually believe will break out or have a chance to break out?
That will actually break out? I mean,
I know one name you probably want to say. We'll talk about him, but I want to, like, do you actually think he's going to break out?
I wonder who you're thinking I'm talking about, who it would be. It's not Mingo, is it?
No. Quentin Johnston.
Oh gosh. He's just not consistent enough for receiver, and they've added some firepower in that receiving core this season. I think we get more up and down games from, and they brought Mike Williams back. Things are not lining up for Quentin Johnston to be a consistent fantasy contributor in 2025, you know, to the extent where we were saying he would break out.
And it's just an offense that you just don't expect high passing volume from. So they, like you said, they bring in Mike Williams. They also draft Trey Harris and Keandre Lambert Smith, who's a field stretcher. They had Brendan Rice that they brought in last year in the seventh round. Like, they just got a bunch of – I didn't realize Jalen Ragger was on that roster. Darius Davis, another receiver from this exact draft class that we're talking about right now, still on that roster. He's not going to break out, even though he's a fourth-round pick. Couple of other guys on here. Jonathan Mingo, like you brought up, he's now buried in Dallas, right? Trey Palmer, buried in Tampa because they brought in Jalen McMillan last year. They brought in Emeka Egbuka. They obviously have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Xavier Hutchinson, I think did you like him? I kind of liked him coming out.
He in Houston practices, when I went to see him, he showed out a little bit. He showed some consistency. But that wide receiving core was deep. And it's deeper now.
Got significantly deeper with the addition of Christian Kirk and Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins, of course. Obviously, they lost Stephon Diggs this last offseason, and now Tank Dell will be out. But everything I've heard, I listen to the one radio station I listen to consistently is the Houston ESPN radio, and they talk about Hutchinson. Like, they love Hutchinson. The team loves Hutchinson, but it's more of as like a wide receiver four, like a distinct role, kind of like I always go back to it. Scott Fitterer with the Carolina Panthers like 4 or 5 years ago told us, yeah, we like Shai Smith as our four, not as our two. And that's kind of like where I feel like Xavier Hutchinson's kind of sitting right now. Another one that was drafted who had a lot of helium coming out of college, and then he kind of dipped way down in the market. I remember at one point he was a second, third round conversation, potentially first. Kayshon Boutte in New England. Kayshon Boutte, if you look at the first two seasons, just because there's been an abundance of availability this past year, he had 68 targets, 43 receptions, 589 yards, and 3 touchdowns. he and DeMario Douglas were in this draft class together. Neither of them have broken out to this point. However, both were the leading two wide receivers in that offense last year. 621 yards for DeMario Douglas, 589 for Kayshon Boutte, three touchdowns for each one of these guys. With the additions of Stephon Diggs, Mac Hollins, and Kyle Williams, what are the odds one of DeMario Douglas or Kayshon Boutte can get us to a 200 fantasy point season, which, like I said, is like 8,807, or they get to a 1,000-yard season?
I mean, I think Douglas stands the best chance just because he's already kind of a fixture in that offense. I mean, I think he's already probably the best receiver that they have in that offense, at least consistency-wise. I think he's the closest that we're probably going to get. And, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that he could get the dish. I mean, like, aside from Stephon Diggs, I mean, Mac Hollins is your only real other, you know, veteran of any note on that offense. I mean, Kendrick Bourne, I guess you could throw in that conversation too. But I think DeMario Douglas could outperform both of them. And I think, like I said, just because he's already a fixture in that offense, he's already somebody that Drake May can lean on in that passing game. I think he's got the best chance of any of those guys of getting numbers close to where to the ones that you were mentioning.
All right, Trash Man, let's go out on this one right here. You got this whole list of guys that has not broken out yet that we just talked through. We talked through Marvin Mims, Dontavian Wicks, Sed Tillman, Michael Wilson, Josh Downs, even a little sprinkling, Quentin Johnston, these New England guys. We also have Andre Yosavash in this class and Trey Tucker and Tyler Scott, who, you know, Yosavash, you could argue, maybe not as buried as the rest of these guys, but you're going to stamp your name next to one player going into the 2025 season who will break out. You get the Trash Man stamp of approval from this entire list of like 20 dudes. Who's going to be the breakout in 2025?
Oh, well, you're leaving that to me. Golly.
You got one shot, third year breakout.
Of the guys we haven't mentioned yet?
No. Everybody, you get the whole list. Most conviction.
I mean, so, well, let me ask you this first off. What constitutes a breakout? What's the
200 fantasy points or 1,000 receiving yards?
Then it's Rashee Rice.
He already broke out in 2023.
He didn't have 1,000 receiving yards in 2023.
He had 206 fantasy points.
I'm just saying. You said one or the other. If we're talking about 1,000 yards of production, then that's Rashee Rice because he didn't reach that in 2023. He had 900 something yards and seven touchdowns. If we're talking about a true breakout, and I think for me, 1,000 yards, that's a breakout. Then Rashee Rice hasn't gotten there, and I think he will get there this season.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.